Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Biden is warning Israel against a plan evacuating civilians in Rafah and sending ground forces in. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Jerusalem.
What did Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu do? He doubled down, completely disregarding his strongest ally, the U.S. He is pressing ahead with his plans to advance on Rafah, saying it is impossible to achieve the goal of war without eliminating Hamas everywhere. So he has ordered his troops to submit a plan to evacuate civilians and destroy the Hamas battalions in Rafah.
Will the president's age become a big factor as he tries to get reelected to the White House? CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
President Biden departed for Delaware this weekend, cleared by the special counsel's report of any criminal charges for mishandling classified documents. But the entire White House is now defending the 81-year-old president in a renewed conversation about his age and memory.
The way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts and clearly politically motivated.
Now, the report was from Special Counsel Robert Hur, a Republican and one-time Trump appointee. Witnesses are describing the scary moments when a small plane crashed on a Florida interstate, killing two people on board.
A loud thud. It was a unique thud, not something you ever heard before. It wasn't an explosion at all, nothing like that. It was best I describe as something impacting the earth in a thud.
The pilot had apparently lost both engines and attempted an emergency landing, crashing down on I-75 and bursting into flames. Well, today is the start of the Chinese Lunar New Year and the Year of the Dragon. It is the biggest single celebration in the world, marked by more than a billion people. Traditions include decking everything out in red and gold, which is supposed to bring you good luck. According to Chinese culture, the dragon symbolizes power, nobility, honor, and success. And the Super Bowl's tomorrow on CBS, and hitting up a bar to watch might be your plan. Some 49ers fans in San Francisco's Mission District are already partying.
Just getting ready for Sunday, trying to a little pregame a little early, but definitely ready for Sunday. And excited.
And there's another big game tomorrow, the Puppy Bowl. This year, they celebrate a milestone, their 20th anniversary. That means they'll feature the most puppies ever, with over 130 hitting the AstroTurf, all adoptable and looking for their forever homes. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Hopes for reviving the expanded federal child tax credit got a big boost when the plan recently passed the U.S. House. If it eventually becomes law, advocates for low-income families say it would go a long way in fighting poverty. Here's Mike Moan.
The U.S. House passed a bipartisan tax bill that includes a three-year expansion of the child tax credit. Analysts say it isn't as robust as the one-year expansion from 2021, but a key provision would allow families with little or no income to gain eligibility. Tim Smeeting, a retired economist with the University of Wisconsin, says it could allow struggling households to address a big expense they haven't been able to cover.
You can pay heating bills that you've let go because you know that the utility won't shut you off.
He says eliminating those debts frees up money for families to spend on children's needs. Despite bipartisan support in the House, the bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate, with pushback from both Republicans and Democrats. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities estimates that in the first year, expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 kids above the poverty line. The center's Chris Cox says while there are calls to bring back the original expansion, this bill would still make a difference.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
Bill sponsors hope to get final approval so qualifying households could claim the credit on this year's taxes. Cox says if you file earlier, the measure instructs the IRS to make good on your return. Wisconsin has an earned income tax credit, but the state is often cited as having a regressive tax structure that hurts low-income households. Experts say the federal plan would ease that burden. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, partly cloudy and low 20s. Sunshine, 38 on your Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny, we'll see a high near 42. For Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high around 38 and a chance of snow by Wednesday.
It's 24 right now.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand
up. They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Chuzhunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Right on. Hey, a lot going on. Let me just give everyone a little heads up here. We got former state representative of North Dakota, Ruth Buffalo, coming on, and also a sacred animal section with my wife, Wendy Pilot, and we'll be ending the show with that as we do, and she's done so many years, and I've learned so many things from her sacred animal portion of the show. Haley, we got some news going on here, and we should probably start off here with what's going on around Turtle Island.
Yes, well, there's definitely a bunch of things going on, but first I want to quickly mention our home station at AM 950. We have February is Listener Appreciation Month. And we want to just say a big thank you to all of our listeners, a big Pinagigi, Miigwech, Wopila, for listening to us here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. And you can win prizes all month by liking our posts on Facebook, signing up for AM 950's e-newsletter, and calling into our local shows. And you can win prizes such as gift cards to restaurants and listener appreciation events and tickets to other fun Twin Cities events and a major grand prize at the end of the month.
I hope it's a car, and I hope we're able to win it. No,
I know.
Hey, I want to thank and thanks to the generosity of our member listeners. We have extra passes to give away, and we won't be giving it away tonight, but you need a pass to come see us. And it's almost like school when I had to write out those passes, Haley, you know, where bathroom passes and things like that. I'm sure you just walked out of the classroom and had a cigarette somewhere, but my other students had to like get a pass from me.
Yeah, well, probably not in high school, maybe junior high I was doing that, but I know all about those passes. We would save them and try to reuse them and all that.
Oh, wow. Well, just so you, I used to get forgeries too, because I'd sign my name Pilot and then I'd put a star after it just to throw them off. And boy, I've seen some stars and pilot signatures on passes over the 30 years. So
I bet you did.
I got outsmarted again. What else is going on? I know there's we're excited. We're excited for that event because we're going to be there on the 13th, hanging out with all the celebrities and, you know, with Ghostbox Radio and Matt McNeil. And we're going to, you know, if they have too big of a line to sign autographs and shake hands, we'll get the overflow of that.
Absolutely. We'll take it over for Matt and Greg. Let's stick for in Twin Cities events going on. I know we talk a lot about Minneapolis happenings and things going on along the American Indian Cultural Corridor down there. The American Indian Family Center has one of their calendars out. They put one out every week and they always have something going on. So this Wednesday from 12 to 1:30, they have Women and Mothers Support Group. Thursday from 10 to 2 is Traditional Crafting Group. Mm. And Wellbriety Medicine Wheel 12-step program meeting via Zoom from 7 to 8.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's on Thursday. And then Friday, American Indian Family Center, beginning at 5 p.m., is a women's sweat. And Saturday on the 10th, they're having an elder teachings with Maria Morin McCoy. And you can visit AIFCMN.org for more info. And thank you to whoever makes those calendars.
Yeah, exactly. I always feel like we should have one master calendar, and I think people try to do that because, like, I was double booked this last weekend, and I think you mentioned this yesterday. We just got to give a shout out to our listeners that do listen to us, and many of them, I know there was like 15, 20 people that said that they heard this event on Native Roots Radio that went to a couple things in St. Paul, some art shows, and that's really cool to hear and hear that response, and that tells me that there was more people there that just didn't even mention it. And so it's excellent that, I guess that people are listening to the show, Haley.
Well, that's always good. We appreciate it. Again, February is listener.
I guess that is the purpose. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Listener Appreciation Month. So we appreciate it. And another St. Paul event going on this weekend. We have Inde Young Center's 25th annual Cherish the Children Traditional Powwow Saturday and Sunday, February 10th and 11th at Johnson High School in St. Paul.
Haley, that Inde Young Powwow is always special, but it's always well attended and a lot of vendors out there. And I'm looking forward to that. I don't miss that one. And that's Inde Young, which we always kind of talk about is like Bobby Wilson and Dallas Goldtooth work there. It's a youth kind of crisis center where they take people in, and so they do a lot of good work in the community. And I don't know, this powwow rocks, so I'm excited to go to that and have you remind me to go. Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah, well, we'll definitely be going to Inde Young's powwow. And you know what else is rocking? That reminds me, Pearl Jam, when they were here for their two-night show, they donated to Inde Young's organization. So I thought that was really cool. There's going to be, like you said, a ton of vendors. I know Trickster Tacos is going to be out there. Some of our vendors, Woodland Indian Crafts, Creative Native Beading, Ninny Johnny's One of Ones, our friend Brooke LaFlo. And yeah, just a lot of familiar faces. So I'll definitely be out there this weekend.
Well, I know there's something in Wisconsin too that we want to talk about, and I'm excited about because it's the first annual one. Why don't we talk a little bit about that Ho-Chunk Round Dance?
Yeah, so this is the Ho-Chunk Lunar New Year Round Dance happening at Ho-Chunk Nation Community Center out there on Julie Street in Toma, Wisconsin. Again, this weekend, February 10th, from 6 to 10 p.m., Ho-Chunk Nation's Lunar New Year Round Dance.
Yeah, I definitely want to make that out there. That's going to be a travel. It's going to be from where I'm at, probably two and a half hours, but definitely have to check that out. It sounds pretty cool, and I don't think we have anything else going on this weekend here in the cities, do we?
That is a great question. I probably missed a few flyers, so I'll keep an eye out.
Well, I'll keep listening.
Yeah.
Listening for your updates, and then hopefully you'll remind me. Again, later on, we're going to have former State Representative of North Dakota, Ruth Buffalo, on, and then Wendy on the fourth segment with her sacred animal portion. which is always fun to howl, and we've gotten to be known for that, and that's exciting intro that we've been doing for years. Matter of fact, my Daga, I guess he would be your Daga too, Curtis was the first one to howl back in the day when we did that, Uncle Curtis, who, yeah. So, and then we
all... That's cute. It's like a little family tradition.
Yeah, well, we stole it from them now, but yeah, and it's kind of a fun thing. So, we got anything else going on in the news? Did we talk about yesterday, and I don't listen to the show all the time, even though I'm on it, Haley. No, I'm just kidding. But did we talk about Governor Noem yesterday?
No, I think you forgot to bring that up.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Well, hey, a good ups with South Dakota reservation, Pine Ridge Reservation, not allowing the governor, the racist governor of South Dakota on there, and probably one of the front runners for Trump's vice president. Crazy stuff there, and I'm glad that nation really stood up for what's right, and I got to give him a big shout out.
Absolutely.
Maybe
That's a wild story.
Maybe Ruth has something to say about that.
I hope so.
That's cool. Hey, Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. It's Haley and me chilling like a villain. Or is it plural? Villains?
Villains.
All right. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with
You're Mitch listening Wilder. To pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yes, it is, and we love that organization and all the things that they do around Turtle Island for our people. Hey, before Ruth comes on, I have this story here that we were talking about, and this is from Associated Press. The South Dakota tribe has banned Republican Governor Kristi Noem from the Pine Ridge Reservation as she spoke this week about wanting to send razor wire and security personnel to Texas to help deter immigrants at the U.S.-Mexican border and also cartels that are infiltrating the state's reservations. Due to the safety of Oieta, effective immediately, you are hereby banished from the homelands of the Ogallala Sioux tribe. President Frank Starr comes out and said in a Friday statement addressed to Noem, Oieta is a word for people or nation. That's awesome. That's really awesome, don't you think?
I think so. I mean, we got to do what we cannot support people like that who say the, solution to a problem at our borders is to send razor wire down there, and like that's going to fix all of our problems.
Well, exactly. And, you know, we talk a little bit about this, and believe you me, I don't condone breaking the law or anything, but this has gotten out of hand in a couple different ways, and that's the media and then what's going on down there. I heard a report of NPR down there, and we have a lot of people at the border that are, Well, MAGA people that are right hanging out with you know, by the border and trying to raise heck. And people live on this side of the border and close to the border too, Haley. I mean, there is that, you know, when it comes to, you know, it comes to people that are human and, you know, there were no borders when Turtle Island was first here, and who's legal and who's not, you know, that's, and the last couple hundred years, we could say a lot of people were illegal, and we were legal here as First Nations, as the Canadians call themselves, mm-hmm. the Canadian Native Americans call themselves.
Right. Well, even just us being Ho-Chunk in Minnesota, we're illegal.
Yeah, that's right. No, we still are. And so, and not only that, but so is the Lakota Dakotas that live here too. I mean, right, I always like right. talking about that with us, but we're not alone on that. And so it's an interesting thing that we can be illegal in our own homeland, and people can be illegal in their homeland too. And, you know, there's always a little controversy about, you know, natives and who's native and who's not, you know. Well, we talk a lot about this too. The our Mexican brothers and sisters have been colonized too. Their original language was not Spanish. There's all these things that, you know, we don't talk about, or it's not taught to us in school. There's just needs to be a big 101 on the true history of Turtle Island, and I don't think there is, or people want to. Ho-Chunk, again, we had that great book opening about to banish forever the secret society and the Ho-Chunk and the ethnic cleansing in Minnesota of our people. You know, if you read the book, there were crops in, they were growing, and we were removed, and people just took over our houses. And, you know, there's history like that that's not that long ago.
Right, exactly. Not long ago at all, just a few generations ago, really.
Yeah. So what do we do? We speak our truth, and those are things that we need to do. Speak our truth, and I think that's what's really cool about this show. I always say that we have such great guests that come on and talk about real things, that are experts about what they know and what they do. You know, and it's hard too, because there's so many weird things. You know, when you go out and about in the area, people want to touch your hair. It was funny. I had a medallion on, and I was at a different thing, and people just came up and started touching me and touching my medallion. It was really bizarre. But I know a lot of Native women have issues. People just come up and touch their hair. It's just a bizarre kind of thing, Haley.
Yeah, and, you know, I've had that happen to me, which is, you know, might be a hard thing to, I don't know. I think when it comes for me, I've had people come up and touch my hair, but I feel like when I look at myself, you know, I have European descent from my mom's side, and then my Native side comes from my dad's side. So, you know, I can't always tell if people are trying to touch my hair because, you know, it's Native or it's beautiful, whatever.
Oh.
Well, thank you. Right. It is beautiful. I will say that. I did win best hair in high school. Shout out to me. But I don't know. It is uncomfortable. I would say to anyone, I wouldn't go up and touch them without their consent. Doesn't matter who you are. It's just an uncomfortable thing. I feel like no matter who you are.
Yeah, it's a boundary thing, definitely. And but I just thought it was bizarre that people were, you know, touching this medallion I had, and it's just like, it was just, you know, it made me think of our sisters and even brothers that get their hair touched. It's just a bizarre mm-hmm. thing. So in that case, if you're an ally out there, which I know you are, if you're listening to the show, ask first. That's all. Mm-hmm. It's just ask first. And right. we can accommodate. And especially, it sounds like Haley too. She's like showing off her beautiful hair. So mine's thinning out. So I don't want anyone to touch it. It might get a glob of hair in their hands if they touch my.
Yeah. Sacred. Yeah. They could take it home with them.
Make a doll out of it, right? Oh, yeah.
Well, that reminds me of that story that we were following, I don't know, maybe a couple of months ago out of Colorado. I think it was Denver or Boulder area of that. The Dakota elder who was in the hospital and had to have that surgery or procedure done, and they cut off his hair. Yeah. Without his consent, like he was sleeping or, you know, under medication, and they cut his hair and they didn't tell his family why they didn't get consent. There was, I don't think there was a justified reason to cutting his hair for any medical procedure. And the hospital couldn't tell the family where the hair went.
Right. Just bizarre stuff like that.
Right.
It's just bizarre stuff. It's just like, you know, one of the reasons that I grew my hair long is because of the bullying that goes on in schools with our young ones that grow their hair. And it's just like, I need to grow my hair in solidarity. It's correct. Yeah, I'm just reading what Laurie put up there. It's heartbreaking how much darkness is out there. Robert is correct. We stand and speak our truth. We shine light. In this darkness, it is a violation, but they don't know, and we have to keep speaking the truth. Thank you, Lori. Big peeny gigi for typing that in. And anybody else can write to us, too, as long as it's nice and powerful like Lori just did. And Santia, we love you. We just want to give you a big shout-out, too.
Yeah, all of our regular live stream commenters, we appreciate you out there, and we love sifting through your comments. I want to go back to the governor of South Dakota, Robert.
Yes.
And that story that you brought up. So, governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, I guess. I had to look her name up because I was not familiar with who she is.
Yep.
And this is the one that is now banned from one of the reservations out there.
Yeah.
And I had to look her name up. The first thing that came up on Google here is her marital affair with Corey Lewandowski, a former campaign manager and current advisor for guess who?
Donald Trump.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, that's what the word is, that she's going to be his VP. And she even said, and I don't think it was in this article, but she even said that, you know, she would have not done what Pence did. And she would have counted the fake electors. So we have that to look forward to. And I think we still have to speak our truth and talk about politics, you know, and it's painful at times. But I really believe, you know, when it comes to voting for the Democratic Party, they're much easier to get more progressive than it would be voting for a Republican that, you know, votes against one thing, Haley, and then goes to the celebration when they're whether it's funding or whatever they vote against, and then they act like they voted for it. It's just a upside down world. And you know, we got people's guests that come in and talk about these things, and you know, thank goodness, like Lori said, people coming to this show, including Lori and people like that, speak their truth and in a good way. And we get our allies and our Native allies all fired up in a good way. So, hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has signaled that an invasion of Rafah may be close. CBS's Deborah Pata.
This week, we saw the strongest rebuke yet from President Biden. Not only did he describe Israel's war as over the top, but said a lot of innocent people are dying and it has got to stop.
While a special counsel report did not recommend any criminal charges for President Biden's mishandling classified documents, the White House is hitting back on what the report said about his age and memory. Congressman Adam Smith.
It didn't go well. Okay, there's no doubt about that. That needs to get better.
A small plane tried to make an emergency landing when it crashed onto a highway in Naples, Florida.
Emergency, clear to land, runway 23. Is that hot at 823?
We're clear to land, but we're not going to make the runway. We've lost both engines.
The plane had departed from Columbus, Ohio, with five on board. Two died in the crash. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports here at Super Bowl 58. In the NBA, the Bucks beat the Hornets 120-84. The Bucks' new guard, Patrick Beverley, entered the game at the end of the first quarter to a standing ovation. Beverley on what the past 24 hours like after being traded to Milwaukee from Philadelphia.
Man, it's been NBA world. Obviously, as a player, everything happens so fast, obviously. You know, my time with the Sixers was great. And I was playing some of my best basketball I think I've ever played. Yeah, I didn't see this coming.
NFL Jordan Love here in Vegas conducting interviews. I asked him how the Packers went from 2-5 to making the playoffs last year.
You know, it was a tough stretch we had. You know, we went on a 4-game losing streak, but you know, it's really a credit to the whole team, man. Everybody stuck together. No one pointed fingers. You know, everyone found ways to improve their game, and you know, that's kind of what I did too. Just found ways to settle in a little bit more, focus on what I need to focus on, and control what I control.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love from Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, partly cloudy and low 20s. Sunshine, 38 on your Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny, we'll see a high near 42. For Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high around 38 and a chance of snow by Wednesday.
It's 24 right now.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we are with our friend, former North Dakota State Representative Ruth Buffalo, and we're really happy to have you on here for a quick segment and a big check-in. Ruth, have you seen what our friends in Pine Ridge proclaimed a few days ago?
I did.
We were talking a little bit about that. Do you have anything to add? It's pretty, just have to put the fist up and say, right on. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, sovereignty is a big deal.
It is. It is. And it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch tribal nations exert their sovereignty. I remember Cheyenne River doing the same during COVID, you know, taking control of their borders. And so it's good to see that. It's good to see that.
Absolutely. Hey, so we're checking in. What do you got going? Hopefully we're going to see you in a couple weeks here in the Twin Cities on MMIWR March here in Minneapolis, and people listening in can come down and meet Ruth. But it's also a day of celebration, but also a mourning and seriousness too.
Yes, for sure. It's always a heavy day, you know, because we want to acknowledge those that are still missing and the families who are grieving. And, you know, I think it's so important to find support for our relatives who are still searching for their loved ones. So I think that support is so important.
Yeah. So what do you have going on? What have you been doing lately since you last been on?
Just, you know, the usual community work and just trying to help where I can. And I'm a mom, so, you know, we're juggling our family schedules and actually coaching the girl twin this year. So that's been something fun. And just, you know, trying to stay well and contribute to generational healing and all the good things.
Well, Ruth, last time we were on too, it was kind of a teaser when I was asking you about running again. I know it's just crazy that you got gerrymandered out of a seat. You know, your support was gerrymandered out of your district. What are your feelings about that? And is there anything we can look forward to from Ruth Anna Buffalo?
I'm, you know, trying to help where I can, you know, in every level. We're trying to, as I mentioned before, we're trying to get more representation within those spaces. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear just somebody talking in the background a little bit, but we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're trying to get more representation in those district seats, you know, delegates for the presidential nomination convention that's going to be in Chicago in August. But locally within North Dakota, we have our state convention. We have a couple different conventions. We have one at the county level that'll be beginning of March, first weekend in March, that Saturday for Cass County in North Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota. And then later we'll have our, in April, we'll have our state convention in Fargo this year. And so we really want to push this information out to everyone so that everyone has access to this information. So a lot of awareness and education on how to navigate those spaces.
Yeah, we have a group and there's a national group called Make Voting a Tradition here in the Twin Cities. I'm sure you heard of it. Well, do you guys have anything like that in the Dakotas?
We have North Dakota Native Vote, which is affiliated with an organization, Western Native Vote, you know, out of Montana. They are affiliated with that organization. So they're doing a lot of good work. I was involved in a lot of those early conversations of getting that off the ground and what it would look like in North Dakota. So they've been, that organization, North Dakota Native Vote, is doing a lot of good things statewide, also legislatively. But within Fargo, North Dakota, we do have a training coming up. It'll be hosted by Local Innovative Leadership Initiative, which is INC, I-N-C, but the acronym is LILI. And so we chose the Lili first, and then we just tried to find words that would fit to our acronym of Lili, you know, because in our culture, when women Lili, they're honoring someone, honoring our relatives, honoring our warriors. And so we landed on local innovative leadership initiative. And so this was founded right at the beginning of the pandemic. And we were given a $500 seed grant from one of the new women's leadership institutes in the Fargo-Moorhead area, which I'm an alumni from 2011. So it's a really great program. They provide seed grants to alumni. And so we got a $500 seed grant right before the pandemic, and then pandemic hit. So that was at a little standstill. But right now we're hosting our first public event, and that'll be Saturday, February 17th at Fargo at the Regional Small Business Center. Our trainer is Prairie Rose Seminole, and the topic is storytelling and public speaking, but also stressing the importance of you are the leaders that we want and need. So really trying to cast a wide net again and pull more people in to give them that exposure and those tools that they might not have otherwise had access to.
Yeah, stepping up and running and getting involved and speaking in front of large crowds is huge. And you know, we've proven time and time again, you know, we all put our pants on the same way, one leg at a time, and people should not be afraid, because there's people like you that have led the way and in a good way.
Madzagadads, yeah, I'm you know, introvert, I would say, you know, at heart, very shy. It's a very shy individual growing up. And so, you know, public speaking is not something that I think comes natural to myself or to many others, and oftentimes can be seen as a barrier to wanting to help with change or create change or be a catalyst for change in your community. But I think if you speak to an issue that's near and dear to your heart, then, you know, I think that's half the battle, is finding out what your passion is. And a lot of the public speaking oftentimes comes out of necessity, you know, whether or not you have to take courage and provide testimony at a public hearing, at, you know, within your local municipality, within your tribal community, within your state, within, you know, so it's an important skill to have. And it's really Prairie Rose Seminole has been doing this work for a long time. She was a young member. I think she was 16 years old when she was serving on the Fargo Native American Commission. So it's good to see that she's still giving back to our communities. And I mentioned last time, my daughter is the youngest member of our North Dakota Democratic Nonpartisan League State Policy Committee. And so we're just trying to pull more people in and see how we can help with the shift that is going to happen regardless. There is a shift happening regardless, you know, of what's happening in the world.
Well, exactly. And I agree. And that's one of the things I just wanted to touch on here the last few minutes with you, is just how important it is to suit up and show up and cast a vote. There's so many things going on that are outside of us. I mean, we always joke Haley's a Gen Zer, and she's never been polled before. So we have all these scary polls all the time, and they don't come true. And they want to make it that people are afraid and don't want to vote.
Yes, no, we definitely, I love that what you mentioned, you know, voting is a tradition, you know, making it a part of, you know, your kitchen table talk conversations, or just being second nature, you know, just being able to know that you're going to vote and knowing, understanding the process. But how things have been going in North Dakota is there's always these little roadblocks that try to prevent people from gaining equal access to the ballot box. And so that, you know, this work is long term, and we're definitely in it for the long haul of making sure that people have access to accurate information, and they know the different avenues to take action in whichever government or whichever community they may reside in.
That reminds me of what you guys were dealing with a couple elections ago, where they were moving the off the res, moving them very far away, making it very difficult for people to vote.
Yes, I'm from Mandaree, North Dakota, which is located in western North Dakota on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. And for the longest time, you know, we've had two polling locations in Mandaree. Fort Berthold Indian Reservation is unique in that we have six different counties that intersect it. And so, and we're also very close to the mountain time zone as well. And so one of the polling locations located out in the country was shut down with no notice given to community members who live out in the country, you know, west of Mandaree. And so because of that, they had to travel to Dunn County courthouse, which is on the other side of the Badlands. You know, to get to Mandaree, you have to, there's a couple different ways to get there, but the south of Mandaree is the Badlands. And so you have to go through the Badlands to get to Dunn Center, which is on the other side of Killdeer. And so that's about an hour and a half drive one way for a lot of our elderly women who live in rural, out in the country in Mandaree. So definitely posed some serious barriers. We will be having a presidential primary in North Dakota, a Democratic presidential primary. And so we will have pop-up polling locations in all of the tribal communities throughout North Dakota. And aside from that, it will be mail-in ballots for all the other locations in North Dakota.
Well, and to amplify this and talk about this is a good thing, because that was so crazy when that was happening. And hopefully that's not the case this election, but you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and we just have to be, you know, we have to follow through and then help our elders and help our young ones to get out to the polls.
For sure. We definitely have to pay attention, and we can't trust that others are looking out for our best interests. So we also have to really do our homework and make sure that we're keeping our communities informed with accurate information.
Well, we just got it here. One of our listeners says, we love Ruth Anna, and so do we here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right. Have a great day, Pini Gigi, for stopping in. And we'll see you soon.
See you.
Hey. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Well, hey, we got a few minutes here left in the show. Haley, why don't we get with Wendy and her update?
Absolutely.
Take it away.
Thank you, Haley. Thank you, Robert. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. I've been in New York for a little bit here, and I'm telling you, the most popular question I get from people around is, Wendy, where can I get a dog? People just seem to know, and I tell people that I, you know, work with the Humane Society of the United States, and they think that I'm, you know, adopting animals out, but that's not what we do. We work on policy and laws and ordinances in different states. So I work in Minnesota. So what I want to talk to you about today is the best way to find a pet. Now, I'm going to be against going to a breeder just because there's so many, you know, dogs out there in the world that need help. And you could find a dog without going to a breeder. A breeder is, of course, just breeding more dogs. And we have enough dogs right now in the United States. Every single solitary person has to have four dogs each to combat the homeless dog population. So I don't want four dogs, and I know you don't want four dogs, right? So first I would say, you know, check out your local shelter. I was just on MAC, which is the Minneapolis Care and Control in Minneapolis. They're at 212 17th Avenue in North Minneapolis. And they have plenty of dogs there, and the staff is really good, and they really work with the dogs, so they could tell you a little bit about the dog. I really hate to say this, but they do euthanize dogs. So they will have a dog on their red alert that needs, you know, adoption, or a rescue organization to come in and get the dog, or a person to come in and adopt the dog. The red alert is usually with dogs who have a specific behavioral problem. But over the years, I've met so many people who have training and they're really good with dogs, and that they just, the dog just needs time to be trained, and it's not the dog's fault. You know, it's not the breed. It's just what happened to the dog and the previous owner that was not responsible and didn't put in the time and the training. And that's why the dog is in the shelter with a behavioral problem and is on the red alert list. So check that out first. But if there's a website that I really love, it is called Pet Finder. It's one word. I've talked to you guys about this before, Pet Finder. And I just love it because I just went on it now and I'm in New York. And I love it because it will sort for you. So I went on and I entered the city and the zip code where I am. And it says, okay, now let's find your best match. So what you could do is you go on the filter. And the filter will say, well, first of all, do you want a dog and a cat, dog or a cat? Which breed do you want? I put any breed, it didn't matter. Do you want a puppy? Do you want a young dog, an adult dog, or a senior? So I said, okay, let's pick a senior. Robert and I have always said that, you know, from now on in our lives, since, you know, we're getting up there, we would only adopt a senior dog. And they always seem so sweet and appreciative. So that's what we're going to do. Next, you could pick the size of the dog. Do you want a little dog? Do you want a 100-pound dog? You could pick out any dog in between. So I picked out from 0 to 25 pounds because we generally like our little dogs. And then gender. Now, Robert and I have both, we've had male dogs or female dogs, but I picked a female dog, so I clicked on female, and again, you could just say any dog, it doesn't matter, and then you could sort by nearest. Are you willing to travel 80 miles away to pick up the dog or find the dog? Are you willing to only go 10 miles? So you could put in how far you are willing to go to get this dog. And then there's the last click. Is the dog good with other dogs? Is the dog good with other cats? Is the dog good with kids? So if you have kids, you have other dogs or cats, you want to know that information. That's important information. You don't want to bring a dog into your house that, you know, you might have a problem with. So I did all of that, and I got an amazing search of all these small senior dogs that are available in my area, mostly like little Chihuahua mixes, a little Shih Tzu mix, really, really cute little senior dogs. And I was really surprised about how many there were. There were just so many. So there are so many great dogs out there. Oh, and the other click you could click on is, do you want a dog that's already potty trained? So I clicked yes, but I'm, you know, we have, and Robert has, he's a really good champion at training dogs to go potty outside. You need a lot of patience to do this, especially with an older dog, if the dog, you know, doesn't know how to do this already. And again, that would be the previous owner or the life that this dog had in the past, that doesn't go outside and go potty. But a lot of little dogs too will go, and they're potty trained to go potty on potty pads, which is something that they can do. So I always recommend Pet Finder. Please go on their website, and you can just do it for fun, you know, just go on Pet Finder and just click on all the different sorting mechanisms that they have, and you could just build your own dog, you know. That's what I really like about it. And also check out your local shelter. A lot of times, again, these dogs are there, the cats are there for no, you know, reason except that they, you know, a lot of people just get dogs and they find out very shortly that they don't have enough time. They don't know what to do if the dog is acting in a particular way. They don't know how to train the dog. They're not willing to put in the time. So you do need the time. My little Wanda here, she's a little Shih Tzu. I've talked about her before. She's a little 9-pound Shih Tzu. And she doesn't like other dogs. So when we take a walk, I have to be careful to like cross the street or, you know, avoid other dogs because she just goes crazy. You know, the first year of her life, she was in a puppy mill and she wasn't socialized with other dogs. So she doesn't like other dogs. But we're at the point now and we've had her 7 years. And she's at the point now where we go on a walk and she knows if she sees another dog, reward her for not barking. And she'll sit. She'll see the other dog. She looks at me. She sits because she knows if she's a good girl and doesn't bark, she's going to get a treat. So we've been really working on that for a really long time, and she's really doing really well. So with that, check out Pet Finder. Find your best friend. And back to you, Robert. Back to you, Haley. Thanks a lot.
Hey, a big peeny geeky, Wendy, build your own dog on petfinder.com. I like that information. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, vote, vote, vote. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap, the Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Nightlight with Peach
Chihuahua.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on 93.5 The Tap and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.